In this lecture, we are going to cover administrative matters relating to duties. You have already seen that penalties can be imposed where an importer does not comply with the law and the wide-ranging powers that customs officers have in making sure they protect the revenue. This lecture will cover the legislation as to when a customs debt is incurred, how long customs have to recover the debt, interest that can be charged, and when we dispute a decision of customs, how can we challenge it? So, firstly, when is a debt incurred? Article 217 onwards of the Code deals with the collection of duties. It provides that duties shall be calculated by customs as soon as they have the necessary particulars and entered by customs in the accounting records. Entered into the accounting records simply means that the duty is ascertained and recorded by chief. Generally, this will happen when customs accept the C88 import declaration. There is a time limit imposed on customs. They must have entered the amount in their account within 2 days after the goods were released, or where they were released under the duty deferment scheme, the entry can be made within 5 days. Article 219 allows these periods to be extended to 14 days. Looking at these time limits, what if an importer has incorrectly classified his goods and has underpaid duty, but this is not discovered until 2 years after the goods were imported? Customs will not have entered the debt in their accounts within the maximum 14-day period after the goods were released. So does this mean the importer does not have to pay? Unfortunately, he still does. Article 220 provides for this type of scenario. It allows customs to enter the debt in the accounts within 2 days after they become aware of the situation. So, if they don't realize the error until they carry out an audit on the trader's records, which could be some time later, they can still collect the back duty. However, customs are prohibited from collecting the duty if Article 220, subsection 2, brackets B, is satisfied. Imagine the following. You have imported T-shirts from a GSP beneficiary country for the last 5 years and have paid 0% duty. However, customs carry out a check of your import documentation and realize that the GSP Form A certificates are invalid. The exporting country's authorities have been stamping the certificates as they believe the goods met the required origin rule, but unfortunately they don't. Customs now wants to assess you for back duty, as the full rate of duty that was due on the consignment was 12%. You are really annoyed as you checked the rules of origin for the T-shirts. You understand the rules and applied them to your imports and even visited the factory abroad and saw the processing being carried out on your goods. You feel that you could not have done any more. In this scenario, you are likely to have a defence under Article 220, subsection 2, brackets B. This says that customs cannot recover the duty if the underpayment is as a result of an error on the part of the customs authorities, which could not reasonably have been detected by the person liable for the payment, and that person has acted in good faith and complied with all the provisions laid down by the legislation. Good faith is defined further down Article 220, subsection 2, brackets B, and means that the person has taken due care to ensure all the conditions were satisfied. You have taken reasonable steps to ensure compliance by establishing the rules of origin, understanding and applying them, and by visiting the factory. It is likely customs will not recover this back duty. Are there any other time limits imposed on customs for collecting back duty? So far, we've said that customs have a maximum of 14 days to record the duty that is due. They then have to communicate the amount to the person that owes it. Article 221, subsection 3, only allows them to communicate up to a maximum 3 years after the debt was incurred. What this means practically is that if customs carry out an audit and find that you owe them some back duty, they can only go back 3 years. In our example above them, even though customs discover the back duty extends to 5 years, they can only go back 3 in total. This rule works both ways. If we discover that we have overpaid duties, then we can go back 3 years and request a repayment of those duties, under Article 235 of the Code. Duties are also repaid or remitted where the importer can show that there is a special situation, and he has not been deceitful or obviously negligent. An example would be where the importer has incorrectly operated a customs procedure, for example, by incorrectly completing an export declaration for goods imported to IPR. If he is an inexperienced importer, he might be deemed not obviously negligent, and although a debt has been incurred, it may be remitted. You will learn more about IPR in a later lecture. Once you've listened to it, come back to this point. If customs do go back 3 years, do we also have to pay them interest? Article 222 tells the importer how long he's got to pay if customs raise an assessment on him. The basic time limit is 10 days after he receives the assessment, which is generally notified on a form C18. However, Article 224 onwards allows customs to grant deferment of generally 30 days. In the UK, this means that the importer can pay the charges through his duty deferment account. Remember, duty deferment allows charges in a calendar month to be paid by the 15th of the following month. If the importer does not pay within the prescribed period, he may be liable to interest under Article 232 of the Code. Interest will be waived if it would cause the importer serious economic or social difficulties, or if the importer pays the duty within 5 days of when it was due. Interest on unpaid duties in the UK was brought in from the 1st of April 2000 onwards by the Finance Act 1999. Under Section 126, Subsection 2, interest will run from the latest date it was due until the date before the payment was made. For example, customs raised an assessment on an importer and he is given 10 days to pay. The assessment is raised on the 2nd of July and is due to be paid by the 12th of July. He pays the amount on the 20th of August. When will interest run from and to? In the boxes before you, you need to insert the correct dates. Use the format on the screen, i.e. two numbers for the day and two numbers for the month. Then press enter once you've finished. Interest runs from the latest date it was due, which was 12th of July, to the day before payment is made, which is the 19th of August. But what rate of interest will we have to pay? The rate of interest is contained within the Air Passenger Duty and Other Indirect Taxes, Interest Rate, Regulations of 1998. At the time of writing, the rate is 3%, and interest is subject to a minimum £25. If an importer has overpaid duties, then customs may repay him with interest. This is given in Section 127 of the 99 Finance Act. This could apply where an importer has not claimed a preferential rate of duty because he was waiting for the required certificate of origin, but now he has it, he lodges a repayment claim. Interest will be repaid for the period that begins with the 31st working day from when the importer lodged his repayment claim with customs. Working day means that weekends are excluded. The interest runs up to the date that customs issue the repayment. So, in our example, if customs do not repay the money until the 26th of August, can our importer claim interest? Enter in the boxes the dates in the same format as for the last example. Once you are satisfied with your answer, hit the enter key. Interest runs from the 31st working day after the reclaim was made. Ignoring weekends, if we count 31 working days from the 1st of July, this brings us to the 13th of August. Interest will run from this date to the day the repayment is issued, which is the 26th of August. The rate is given in the same legislation as for arrears, but the rate customs pay you is not as good as what you pay them. At the time of writing, the rate is 0.5%.
You can check current interest rates on HMRC's website at the following web address: www.hmrc.gov.uk/the-library/interest-rates.htm.
So, we've looked at when a debt is incurred and interest on over and underpayments of duty. The final aspect we're going to look at is the appeals process, that is, where a person disputes a decision given by customs. We're only going to look at appeals up to the tribunal stage. If an importer disagrees with a decision taken by customs, can he do anything about it? Appeals can be made in accordance with Articles 243 to 246 of the Code. Common appeals can arise over the classification of goods, or where goods have been imported using a preferential duty rate and customs believe that the full duty rate should have been paid. We saw this earlier and in the last lecture. For a comprehensive list of matters that someone can appeal, take a look at Section 13A and Schedule 5 of the Finance Act 1994.
Schedule 5 is very long. You will note from the list of appealable decisions that it is not only customs duty decisions that can be appealed, but also decisions that relate to excise duty. Examples of decisions that can be appealed are decisions taken under the Customs Code, for example, refusal to authorize someone to use a procedure such as inward processing relief, whether interests should be waived. We saw this a little while ago. Remember the phrase, serious economic and social difficulties?
Under Section 13A, decisions as to the rate of duty chargeable on goods,
whether a person is entitled to repayment of duty, or whether they are liable to penalties. You will see that we have given you the relevant reference from Schedule 5 or the Finance Act for each of the decisions we've just mentioned, so that you can look them up. If we disagree with customs decision, what do we have to do? If you take a look at Article 244 of the Code, it tells you that you either have to lodge security for any duties that are disputed, or customs may waive this if they feel it would cause serious economic or social difficulties to the importer. Article 245 of the Code goes on to say that the appeal procedure is a matter for national law.
An importer has two choices. Firstly, he can ask customs to carry out a review of the initial decision. If he wishes to do this, he should request the review within 30 days. Customs then has 45 days, or such longer period as agreed with the trader, to carry out the review. They can either vary, confirm, or overturn the original decision. If the importer is still not happy with the outcome of the review, he can appeal to the first tier tax tribunal within 30 days. Alternatively, instead of asking for a review, he can appeal against the original decision direct to the tribunal. If he wishes to do this, he should appeal within 30 days. The tribunal rules are contained mainly in Statutory Instrument SI 2009/273. Look these up now. The following rules are important. Rule 20. This talks about how an appeal can be started. Rule 23. This talks about the four different categories that a case can be allocated to. Rule 24 onwards. These talk about the procedure to be followed once a case has been allocated into its appropriate category. Rule 35. This talks about the decision of the tribunal and when it will be sent to the parties. Rule 10. This talks about when an order for costs will be made. Appeals lie on a point of law to the upper tribunal, and from there to possibly the Court of Appeal and House of Lords.
So, all is not lost for an importer who disagrees with a decision by customs. It just might be quite expensive for him to try and get the decision overturned. Whether he will do this or not will perhaps depend on how much duty is at stake. To finish off, have a go at the example below. You need to fill in the blank spaces with the missing words.
An importer may initially request that customs review a decision. This should be requested within how many days? Customs then have how many days to review their original decision? If an importer is still not happy, he can appeal to the first tier tax tribunal, and he should do this within how many days?
Once you have entered all the numbers, press the enter key to see if you were right.